Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people of the world? Psychic Cassie to bring you here live and direct with you all. Hope y'all doing well out there. Hope y'all staying safe. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. I'm missing something. Happy Hanukkah. Hope y'all staying, you know, staying amongst you, you know, staying to yourself or with your family. You know, stay positive, but make sure you test negative. I don't know when this lockdown is gonna come to an end. We've been in for about 10 months now, and it's stressing me a little bit, but it's definitely stressing my kids. You know, my students, they're not doing well. They're not functioning well. So let's hope this gets resolved. How y'all doing out there? I see the questions are coming in. So we were actually on a few minutes ago, and then somehow the server just went down. I think a lot of people are right now are online, and it's actually been happening as more people stay at home, usage of the internet goes up. So I said, there's no way I'm going to let y'all hang, you know, for like a whole another week. I said, you know what, let's just rock another show here. So, you know, I'm actually using my headphones instead of going straight in through my phone, because sometimes when I go through my phone, it locks up, you know, after, you know, as a security measure, and then I lose the connection. And I don't want, you know, come back and do it a third time, right? So how y'all holding up there? Number is 563-999-3097, 563-999-3097. You have a question, call on in. Let us know what your question is. Better yet, I'm going to give you a different number. All right, 425. No, yeah, you stay with that one. 563-999-3097. So I guess something happened a couple of days ago. We had the siege at the U.S. Capitol, which freaked out a lot of people I know for a fact. And it's weird to say this, but let me put it like this. Big mistake. Shouldn't have done that. What was that going to accomplish? You know, people are calling it a coup. That's not a coup. I went through three coups in my country. No. That's not a coup. All right. My country, we've experienced two assassinations and a forced exile. All right. So let's not get into this coup stuff. You want to call it insurrection? Can call that. You know, they're interrupting with federal government business. The Congress is in the process of certifying, and you want to interfere with that, right? Now, that's a higher level than when people are right now trying to burn down a federal courthouse, so, or burn down a police station with people in it, or, you know, shoot and kill a Trump supporter. I believe it was Black Lives Matter did this, or set up a free zone up there in Seattle for like about a week and a half that increased the murder rate. Two people got murdered, rape, extortion, all those kinds of things. And then when they talked to the mayor of Seattle, they asked her, okay. It's not the mayor of Seattle. Oh my God, Seattle, Washington, whatever. When they asked the mayor of Seattle, you know, when you're going to see this coming to an end, she said, "What? It's going to be the summer of love." So, and again, you know, I was asked, "Oh, what's going on? Marcus is back. What's going on, Marcus? Yes, how you holding up? Yeah, we lost our connection. I don't know why, but I'll definitely make sure I get to your questions from before, right? So, but you know, thanks for being. I've seen you all the time in our chats, you know, in our switchboard. So. Hope you're doing well, and I appreciate it. You know, make sure you stay safe down in Florida. So when they asked the mayor of Seattle, they asked her, okay, so when you see this come to an end, she's talking about what's going to be the summer of love. Like, that's okay. There was a riot on my street here, and, you know, I got shot at by, you know, rubber bullet, you know. They were setting fire down the other end of the block. They were looting, like, three stores also. I'm out there videotaping and saying, you know, saying y'all, like, you know, hey, this is embarrassing. But the sad thing between this one and that one is that, you know, this one here, and we had an officer die because some lunatic decided to hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher. Like, seriously? Like, seriously? Like, what are you talking about? That was so unnecessary. This whole thing was unnecessary. Now, also, we have the young lady, Miss Babbitt. I'm going to have to get the officer's name. I want to make sure I give him respect. You know, we had Officer Brian Sicknick was the officer that died recently. Now, what a lot of people don't remember is back in 1998, Russell Eugene Jr., he entered the Capitol and opened fire, and he killed Officer Jacob Chestnut and Detective John Gibson. It was like a while ago. This guy had a strong distrust of the federal government. but yet that attack took place at the Capitol. Now, I don't know anyone that's not condemning it. Even those who have a big issue with how the election went down are condemning it. And I condemned it. I know a lot of conservatives who are condemning it. A lot of Republicans who are condemning it. Some of it's Democrats, right? So it's, you know, the reaction is just very interesting because now with this one, you know, with this one here, it's how do you say this? With this one here, President Trump is out in 10 days and they're talking about like impeaching him. He's out in 10 days. He's not going to the inauguration. Vice President Pence is going to go. Joe Biden, the president-elect Joe Biden said he agrees that Trump shouldn't be there, which is very interesting. But then again, you know, at Trump's inauguration, 70 senators didn't show up. I guess y'all got sick that day, right? So Vice President Pence is going to be there. But we're at a moment here where we're at a moment here that no one's pumping the brakes, but people are, you know, how do we get here? What are people talking about? Like, what are people saying? Well, let me give you a couple of samples of when people, because you're going to hear this also. Oh, and I just got word that another second U.S. Capitol officer died from Wednesday's siege of storming of the Congress. Let me see if I can get his name for you. He was off duty, and he committed suicide. It was Howard Liebengood, age 51, died by suicide. Liebengood, a 15-year veteran of the force, was among those who responded to the rioting at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, according to the statement released by the U.S. Capitol Police Union. So it's not so if he's off duty, you're wondering if he went there to go help his officers or what have you. Man. And I believe some people died as well as medical. I don't have their names. I apologize in front of me. They died, you know, heart attack, what have you. So what got accomplished? Okay, folks broke in there. And the thing is, folks broke in there. They were there for about 30 minutes and left. They were taking pictures. One guy went to Nancy Pelosi's office, put his feet on her table, took the he definitely wasn't thinking because it's like you don't think anything's going to happen. You're sitting there with no mask on. And I mean, a face no mask, they can hide your face. Took Nancy Pelosi's lectern, took that out. Then you have photos of the congressional security or police, I don't know what they're called, but they're plainclothes, with their arms towards the door. You have Congress hiding on the second level. You have people on the first level. I think they got in. It was like wandering around, what have you. It was one of the most bizarre things to see. What do they want to accomplish? Now, let's play the same narrative that everybody else said back in the day. Protest is the voice of the unheard. When Black Lives Matter, Antifa was burning down, looting, they did on my street. Right? And I'm not into this, what about? I'm just looking back and look at the reaction. Like, this reaction is very odd to me. They were, like, burning down the street, burning down stores. You can see videos of them assaulting people having dinner because they wouldn't put the fist up, going to a restaurant, like, literally going to a restaurant, setting fire, knocking people's dinners off the table. I'm surprised that people didn't react back. Knocking people's food off the table, stuff like that. You can go see videos. Did the Democrats condemn that? No. They were saying, you know, Pelosi, like, you know, they should be out there. People, you know, what's her name? Yessa, her name escapes me at the moment, right? But this is the sister who has the bald head, right? Which is much respect because it sends a message to everybody, right? She's, you know, she does her, I think it's like something Presley. But anyways, you know, they're all talking about, and you know, they should go out there, and you know, I'm surprised they're not burning things down, whatever. You know, Miss Kamala Harris is talking about, you know, the protest shouldn't stop; they should keep going. And then you have the First Lady, former First Lady Michelle Obama. She's talking about thugs, and they elected hate. You know, they voted against hate. People were hearing this for 4 years. Oh, come on, Sarah. How you, Sarah from Wisconsin? How's everything going? All right. So Sarah's question is, okay, you mentioned that they've been hearing this for 4 years. You mentioned the last show, and I wasn't able to catch the shows before that because, you know, I'm here working in reference, you know, and I'm considered an essential worker, so I'm doing these crazy hours. So what example? So by saying that you're not really surprised by the reaction, what do you mean in terms of what the Democrats have been saying for 4 years? Oh, sure. I'll give you an example of what they've been saying for 4 years. I'll give you a couple, and then when we do our part two show, I'll let you hear it there as well. Let's see here. Okay, let's start with what happened at the New York Times first with Cheryl Atkinson.
For once, the New York Times actually put an honest headline about Trump that said he had, you know, denounced racism or promoted unity. And the New York Times got so attacked by the mob, the leftist mob on Twitter. And again, these can sometimes just be a few people creating the appearance that there's a big mob, that the New York Times actually changed its headline. And we can see in that chapter about the New York Times that there was a later discussion at a staff meeting about, and a lot of headlines have been changed on the Times like this by the mob, you know, sort of like news by popularity contest. And there were people who were arguing, well, you know, they've been demanding Trump denounce racism. And by the way, I did a podcast on this the other day. He's done this since 2000 explicitly so many times, but the media always pretends he's never done it. But there's a demand, there's always demands for him to do it. And then when he explicitly does it, these New York Times staffers were arguing, well, we shouldn't report that he said it because he didn't mean it, because we all know he's a racist. So on the one hand, they're demanding, you know, this disavowal of racism and condemnation, which Trump has done repeatedly. But when he specifically does it and it makes a headline, they say, well, the New York Times, we should not grant him that because we're just, you know, doing his bidding by reporting what he said. And they change that headline to say something completely different. They went off on another narrative.
Here's an example of what happened. We have Mike here saying he's never heard President Trump denounce racism or white supremacists. So do I have any examples of that? Yeah, sure. So actually, I want to link this to our earlier question before this, because she wanted to, Wisconsin, want to hear examples of what the media has been doing for the last couple of days. So let's go to him, President Trump denouncing white supremacists, and then I want to come back to some other examples for our friend over there in Wisconsin. And then I want to continue on here. And again, I'm not defending President Trump. I'm not doing anything. What I'm saying is that the people will, to the point, and remember, let's get this right. When people, as you know, contrary to what First Lady Michelle Obama was talking about, and I have nothing but love for her, like love for her. When we talk about, and President Obama talk about, you know, these peaceful protests and stuff like that. Oh, there was a lot of peaceful protests. I saw a lot of them down here in L.A. But when people broke out rioting and destroying stuff, people say, oh, well, that has nothing to do with the protests. Oh, no, that's a small group. Okay, but they're not doing that with what happened this past Wednesday. They're not saying it was a beautiful protest outside. There was a galley, a rally. There must have been about 500,000 people out there. Like, a lot of people. They all didn't riot. In fact, a lot of people had no idea what was even going on. The crowd was so big. Dr. Carolyn, I think her name is Carlin, right? You can go check out her YouTube channel. Her last name escapes me at the moment. She was talking about she didn't know what was going on until she smelled tear gas, you know, wafting across her head, you know, across her nose, what have you. So she wasn't like, she's like, what's going on here? And then when you go find the videos, and I'll put this stuff online, you know, during our next show, whatever. Yeah, Carlin number is 563-999-3097. Again, 563-999-3097. You have a question, call on in. Make sure you be respectful, because I'll drop you and I'll edit you out. I don't care if this is live. All right, be respectful. All right, we have too much of disrespect going back and forth. But coming back again is it was a small group out of like over 100,000 people, but no one's saying that. People want to indict the whole organization. You go back like 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was an incident down there in D.C. What's going on in D.C., right? Down D.C., where there was a Trump rally. I can't remember exactly what it was for. Trump drove by. He had just came out of the hospital with COVID, whatever, wearing the mask. And when the sun went down, you can see video. Video is right there of people with MAGA hats being attacked, people having their, you know, be grabbed by their hair, being assaulted, being beat up, trying to get into the hotel to go hunt down Trump supporters, all this kind of stuff. Thankfully, the police was there, keeping them apart, whatever. You can go see on the video what they're doing. And I mean, they're fighting and beating up people. Where was the condemnation from the Democrats? So for the Democrats or people in the liberal media or for people want to take the moral high ground as to say, oh, we need to condemn the Republicans or the GOP, Trump supporters, whatever, whatever. You really have no moral high ground to say anything, right? Because you didn't say anything when this was going on. There was a riot in front of the building on the street that I live in, and I was shot by a police rubber bullet. Couple inches high, my brain's blown out. Down the street, and I have video. I'll figure out a way to put a link here to the video itself. I have video on the street, right? It's on the same block. I'm trying to remember my visuals from the same block of the next block down. Yes, it's on the same block. At the end of the block, people broke into, I believe, a Foot Locker or some kind of sneaker store or whatever, setting fire to a trash can in front of it. And this video, people running in and out, and all kind of stuff, whatever, destroying the door. Right downstairs at the electronics shop, right next door to us, people were parking their cars, looting the middle of the street, going inside and looting, and come back out, clean out the whole place, whatever. So up the, across the street at the diamond spot, I can see it from my window. Actually, what had me go downstairs in the first place is I saw a guy across the street with his little rideshare bike, got jumped. He was getting beat by two people, he was getting robbed, and I wanted to go help him, but by the time I got there, it was too late, he was gone. So then right behind him, to his left, to my right, a jewelry store. They were trying to break in there, trying to get the jewelry. Now, everybody knows the good stuff isn't in the jewelry store. It's in the safe you can't carry, right? Was trying to rip in there. Around the corner, they were trying to rip up those gates and stuff like that, going into store. Well, so what are people – where was Michelle Obama? Oh, peaceful protesters. Where was President Obama? Peaceful protesters. Where's Karen – Kamala Harris, oh, no, peaceful protest, whatever. But when it comes to this, you know what Kamala Harris does? She inserts race. It was on where I can't remember. It's like on display for the whole world to see how there's two forms of justice, of law enforcement for people of color and people who are not of color. It was along those lines. Essentially, what she was saying was that if those are black protesters, they would be treated different. And when you see those videos of the statues being torn down? You see people being dragged up the statues. You ever see those police areas where they're over there protecting a particular monument, whatever, and things are being thrown at them, water bottles, oh my God, cinder, all kinds of stuff. Where was the outcry? There was none. So we're not lowering the rank because President-elect Biden comes out, and I don't know who was hoping to say this. Maybe it's Kamala Harris, I'm not sure, says no one can tell him that had those protests been Black Lives Matter, their reaction from the police been different. And I sat there and said, oh my God, this is it, I'm done. Where was the unity? He called them thugs. He called them white supremacists. This is what he's – hold on. Let's get back to this here. Then we'll come back to my narrative in reference to President Trump condemning or disavowing from Patch.
I'm just honored by it. Now, when Chris joined, we had a news conference, and they asked me the exact same question. I said, I disavow. Now, right after the program that we're talking about, and I thought it was clear, but, you know, we're talking about groups. I do have to know the name of the group because who knows? I mean, they have to give me the name of the group. But right after, when I reviewed it, I put out a tweet and I put out on Facebook that I totally disavow. Now, everybody knew I did that, but the press refused to look at that. It was right after. And I disavowed then. I disavowed today on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. I disavowed again. I mean, how many times are you supposed to disavow? But I disavow, and hopefully it's the final time I have to do it. But if you look at Facebook and if you look at Twitter, right after the show, I put out a statement because I want everybody to be sure. Yes, go ahead.
There you go. So probably the Chris he's talking about is Chris Wallace, who was the guy that moderated the recent debate, which probably explains why he had a look of like confusion as to why Chris is asking him again. Like, in fact, the sad thing is that no one asked them about, you know, how we're going to help the economy, people getting back to work, or eviction memorandums, or anything like that. They're focused on white supremacy. The sad thing is, you know what really got me, people? 563-999-3097. I want to get back to my friend in Wisconsin for a second, in a second. You know what really got me about that? Is that I saw an article on Vanity Fair. Oh, my God. I thought they were like, you know, a fashion magazine, but now they're political. She wrote an article referenced to Trump being a white supremacist. This is the headline. And I'm like, I thought it was a parody website. Then there's another one. I can't even read the words here. What I'm going to do is on my second show, I'm going to have these highlights for you, and I'll post them up here, right? I went on Twitter and talked about the girl who was murdered, who was shot dead at the Capitol. And all I said was, you know, hey, from what I hear, this is literally what I said. From what I hear, she's a 14-year veteran of the Air Force. She was a Trump supporter, and she was, you know, from San Diego, and no one has to die. I believe I got like 163 likes, you know, because I guess they understood. I was like saying, this is what I heard about her. You would not believe the vitriol that I received or that tweet received, because they won't say nothing directly to me. You won't believe the vitriol, and I read some of those statements to a good friend, and I said, this is the climate we live. People are essentially saying she had that girl, Miss Babbitt, had it coming. She deserved it. She had it coming. One guy said, you know what? I'll say it's a travesty if you can show me any Republican saying that what happens to black girls is wrong, you know, or what have you. So this, and then he goes, you know, giving you a lot of lead time. Essentially, he was saying he didn't think I could do it. So I found three comments, and I tweeted back to him. People are like, she's a traitor. She shouldn't have been there. When the police say, you know, when the police tell you to stop, you should stop, like George Floyd and Jacob Blake. But I didn't put that part in there. But I was thinking about it. I said to my goddaughter, and if you can go on there, go find Tucker Carlson's comments on what happened. I believe he posted it that night, and you can see the reactions there. It was so disappointing, so disappointing, right? One guy was like, yeah, you know what? I didn't wear the uniform as a veteran. I didn't wear the uniform to go and fight the Taliban just to have people act like them here in this country. You know, someone got shot and died. Is a wife. I don't know if she's a mother, what have you. Like, and we're just at that point. How do we get to that point? Okay, let's go to my friend back over there in Wisconsin. Here's something give an example of what people have been hearing, especially Trump supporters or Republican supporters have been hearing over the last 4 years. This is
you can run the best campaign, you can even become the nominee, and you can have the election stolen from you.
An illegitimate.
He knows he's an illegitimate president.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind. That's it. And we're going to be stuck for 6 more years with this guy. And that is terrifying. It's terrifying.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate?
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president who got illegitimate foreign help.
Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. He did not win the election without help from Russia. You will see this. And he knows he's illegitimate. Every time you mention it, he freaks out.
I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president. He knows. He knows that there were a bunch of different reasons why the election turned out the way it did.
And there's no doubt that the Russians did interfere in the election. And I think the interference, although not yet quantified, if fully investigated, would show that Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put into office because the Russians interfered.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You do not consider him a legitimate president. Why is that?
I think the Russians participated in helping this man get elected, and they helped destroy the candidacy of Hillary Clinton.
The American people deserve to know whether Donald Trump is either A, a legitimate president, B, a Russian asset, C, the functional equivalent of an organized crime boss, or D, just a useful idiot who happens to have been victimized by the greatest collection of coincidences.
He says in this new book just out today that the Russian attack did sway the election, that Donald Trump would not be president but for that attack. And he says the Trump campaign helped in the attack.
That's going to send a big message to a lot of people in this country that you don't believe he's a legitimate president.
I think there was a conspiracy on the part of the Russians and others to help him get elected. That's not right. That's not fair.
I know that he knows that this wasn't on the level. I don't know that we'll ever know everything that happened, but clearly we know a lot and are learning more every day. And
right now, I think he's an illegitimate president of the United States.
Why is he illegitimate? He just won an election.
He would have to legitimize. He didn't win the general election, so he's got too many people against him.
So do you believe President Trump is an illegitimate president?
Based on what I just said, which I can't retract.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
There you go. Remember this, right? During the election, the 2020 presidential election that President Joe Biden won, you know, it didn't really end there as well. They were so afraid that the president was going to win. Now, think about this. Some of the voice you heard earlier was Carter, Rachel Maddow, the late Congressman Jim Lewis. He's illegitimate. What do you think? think about this. This is what they were saying. People would say Hillary can see it. Yeah, she was on the road and was talking about the same thing for 4 years. He legitimate. The Russians, she couldn't accept the fact she like. Where is she? Then she comes back. The question is, one of her. I know a lot of black people. Michelle Obama came out and said, it's slapping the president. Okay. This is recently. This isn't like years ago.
So we've got to have a massive legal operation. I know the Biden campaign is working on that. We have to have poll workers, and I urge people who are able to be a poll worker. We have to have our own teams of people to counter the force of intimidation that the Republicans and Trump are going to put outside polling places. This is a big organizational challenge, but at least we know more about what they're going to do. And, you know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch.
There you go. He shouldn't concede. She said that the latest interview her has arms of cheering, right? So the thing, this is what's been happening. People, you see the Republicans, the rioting, like, no. This is what he's been hearing for a long time. Now, the thing is, when it flipped down, people are saying, well, some people are saying what he did was wrong. Well, this is in the other middle, because now they're really, you know, President Trump said he can cut conservatives. A lot of them are. Let's get rid of this media. Then he had Democrats come out. But you heard the Republicans come out who were saying, because they can see algorithms, how they don't favor. You know, I think Brandon started his whole walk away video. Yes, I believe Trump, Brad had his walk away video. Faith deleted it. I believe it was like a half million people deleted. They weren't like housing against, you know, the Democrats in terms of like hate speech, things like that. They were like, hey, the reason why I left the Democratic Party. Half a million did. Then they wanted like answer President Trump. They wanted to say President on Facebook. They wanted to say on Twitter. And Brandon, his Twitter followers, but don't know if that's because they done on Twitter. But yeah, I've been reading, and I'm gonna pull them up here. After that, goodness, you wouldn't believe it. You have to believe it. Hey, so I'm reading people talking about the Republicans punished, you know, slave. They need to be crushed. Anyone that Trump needs to repudiate, by supporting Trump, this is your opportunity to help. It's kind of nonsense. It was like what that Van Jones came talking about. Oh, you know, so disappointed. You know, the fact that he almost got half the vote, you know, we thought it was going to be a defeat. People scared. People scared more. Trump got more votes than he did the first time. A million votes. How we got, let me see if I have this, let me have a call. Yes. Now, it's weird how to read, because I'm still kind of because it's weird, because if he's the percent of the vote, it shows, a second, let me find this for you. Colin Powell just came out and said he can't call himself a Republican. Yeah, you didn't say that. When Chad, you stand up there, you know, and a lie of filing offenses of mass destruction in the joint leaders of the Republican Party. But he's, I can't disrespect him. He's a brother. So I have nothing but love for him. So I'm just going to leave it there. Try to find how many votes President Trump got. If you bear with me. All right. He got 304 electoral votes. Not too far from what Biden got. I think by like 304, 3, whatever. Compared to 2271 by, hold on for a second. One by his Democratic count by Clinton. All right. That was a tally written by, and who's presiding over the electoral certification? Vice President Joe Biden. All right, so done. And what happened when they were doing that? Let me read this. This is actually from Reuters. What year was this article? This is from Reuters, January 6, 2017. Right? So, members of the House of Representatives objected to the electoral tax in states in Alabama, Florida, Michigan, in a symbolic move that exposed lingering sway over a contentious election campaign. Some members complained of long lines at polling stations, while others cited concerns over Russian attempts to influence the result in Trump's favor. Evidence of Russian interference in our election. Right? Biden did not get the 1-1 at the tally. Quote, it's okay. One representative has the backing of a senator in the joint session and allow the House to debate the objection. Done. Here we are, fast forward and look what happens. Putin cast the vote over here. We have to stop the rhetoric. We need to lower the rhetoric. That's what's happening. That's what they're afraid of. I think afraid of him winning. They need more concern about the 2022 midterms and the four elections because Warnock and us have done their need to run it again. That's Republicans' choice. They call it. It's not a term blue. Forget that nonsense. What happened? The Democrats came out in force more than the Republicans at the midterm blue. There's still more the Republican territory down there. You think they're watching this stuff here? The president that may run is Mike Pence. Because why? Because he was classy on how he handled this whole thing. Trump said he can stop it. Mike Pence said, I can't stop it. He was a politician. Mike Pence was a governor at one point. I'm not sure if he was the U.S. Senator or whatever. But the thing is, this is where we stand. We need to bring the knock down, but Biden, where's the unity standing up there saying, well, we all know those Black Lives Matter people, they'll be treated for. Are you serious? They were getting arrested across the country and prosecuted, you know, because they felt like, you know, this has to be about social justice, release them. Or they were raising money to bail them out. I heard rumors that Kamala Harris was raising money to bail people out. Over in New York, let me tell you something. Over in New York, this organization bailed out Sonny because they felt it was just, you know. Yeah, it was a new rapist. So they put money on them up. You know what happened? They went and go found the victim first and killed her and then killed herself. Oh, you didn't hear about this? I don't control the media. I'm not the guy that controls the media. But this is the narrative that's happening. Media needs to use their reach to stop condemning people because all they're doing, you start silent voices. Now you're forcing them to a platform where there is discussion, where they're around other people that think just like them. So where's the discussion? So let me put it like this. Are you mad because people like this, a person that I know, very, very eloquent speaker, very intelligent. Like he's like up there, right? Put up a poster. He was mad. He was like pissed because people voted for Trump. Oh, maybe that gives you an idea how people feel that now that you have, how people feel that Biden won. So now people would you downtown Biden won, but you. This is across the country. We have to stop the brakes. This rhetoric of saying it's because anything like this, 2 million votes, if I got that right back then. I have to recall again, just as a quote. Because people are sleeping on something. Yes, I don't care what Colin Powell says. It's, oh, again, you can't say anything. Anyway, let's get this out of the way. I believe he received 62 million votes back then in 2016. Do you know how many votes he received this year? 74 million. He literally got 18 million votes than he did in 2016. What do you think people are thinking? What do you think is going on? Somebody. But some knuckleheads here. He got like 306 votes to Hillary's 232. And what happened? The people went out there and rioted. That's what they did. They went out there and rioted. So that undermined, that hurt the Republicans. It hurt the conservatives. It hurt people arguing at BLM. But not as much as people may think. It happened. But we have to remember, Let's remember what people said, protest is the voice of the unheard. Remember, it was a small group of people that went and did it. It wasn't people from the entire group. That's what they said about Black Lives Matter or Antifa rioting, stuff like that. They need to apply that here. And we have to pump the brakes and start talking. Ask yourself, people are in lockdown for like 10 months. Kids can't come out. People were talking about the quarantine back when the riots was happening this past summer, back in May, right? May into summer. Talking about, well, you know, people are stuck in the house all day. We'll apply that now. People weren't able to go out and see their friends. Apply that now. People are losing their jobs like that. Apply that now. You don't see it. And the liberal media, what they're doing right now over like MSN, they're showing like, you know, Colin Powell says he can no longer call himself a Republican. All right, go join the Democrats. Go ahead. Go be a libertarian or start a new party. But he didn't leave the Republicans after President Reagan had him out there saying there's weapons of mass. Or was it George Bush? In this case, I think it was George Bush. I could be wrong. Anyways, he didn't quit the Republican Party after, you know, it showed that he read a narrative that wasn't true. And he apologized for it. He didn't quit that. Okay. So the media wants to show right now, everybody's leaving the Republicans. Everybody's leaving the Republicans. Everybody's leaving the Republicans. You know, if you go back and look at a chart of the United States in 2016, you'll notice that essentially Trump got half the country. In fact, I'll count it for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 to 19 states. Yeah, 18 to 19 states voted for President Trump. I'm sorry, 18 to 19 states voted for Hillary Clinton out of 50. So the question is, people didn't want to vote for her? Maybe it's because she called people super predators. So people are now going on this Palpatine Order 66 and hunting down the Sith, as they want to portray, or the Jedi, as they want to portray. There was, you know, the Democrats or Republicans or Trump supporters. So again, this is what media is saying. People want to believe it, fine. People didn't believe, you know, we have liberal teachers, you know, they look with their tenures saying a narrative that Black men are victims and Black people are always victims. We need saving and stuff like that. You have critical, you know, what's very interesting about critical race theory, we're going to do an episode on this, that it's very similar to Nazi propaganda. It really is. I'm going to read this to you next class. We're going to definitely talk about this because that's the fascinating part, right? So people just don't want to get it. Twitter, you know, I'm seeing people making threats. If yes, I'm going to do it. Yeah, what's going on, Bob? How you feeling over there? Bob in Montana. I'm getting a lot of people from the Midwest. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all y'all, but I'm going to do a show. I'm writing down all your questions, and I'm going to answer them on air. I'm going to put some links to some of the videos I was talking about. But there was a video I came where a guy said on camera, someone needs to put a bullet in Trump's head. Like, how's that okay? A man posted that as a tweet. I get a visit by Secret Service in an hour. For years, nothing happened. Their Twitter accounts weren't canceled. Their Facebook accounts weren't canceled. This is what Trump was talking about. But people couldn't see through their hate for him to see what he was talking about. That what was going on. So the thing is, it's a challenge, people. You know, we live in a world where you have Anglos condemning Anglos. Did you hear what Brie Larson said back in the Daily Truth? I gotta find that article and stuff like that. It was the Daily Truth, Brie Larson attacks white men in Hollywood. We're at that point where being a white men are being attacked, right? If, you know, it's like that Robin DiAngelo, white fragility. You know, if you're Anglo, you're automatically a racist. There's no redemption. She said, I'm a racist. Then why am I listening to you? I'm a racist. If she's a racist, why are people hiring racists? And she, you know, she's saying that. Or, you know, who's that guy out of Boston University? His name escapes me. It's something X something, whatever it is, I don't know. Talking about if you're not against racism, if you're not anti-racist, you're racist. And his he doesn't want to debate anyone that can, like, you know, bring it to him, right? He won't debate, I think it's Coleman Hughes, that young brother. I might have the name wrong. He won't debate him. Oh, no, Coleman would destroy him. Coleman destroyed Ta-Nehisi when he was talking about reparations back at the White House. So we have that guy over at BU when the lady got confirmed and called her a colonial because she has Black children. And if you don't understand that, that just means you don't want to understand that. And if you want to attack me, that just means you know I'm right. This is a professor over at Boston University. Now, could you imagine if an Anglo said that? Maybe put it like this. Imagine yesterday during the storming of the Capitol, on Wednesday, the storming of the Capitol, if a white cop had gunned down a young lady, a Black woman, climbing through a window. not even Latina, a black woman climbing through the window, and she got shot dead. What could you imagine? Could you imagine the outcry? There'd be protests that night, and they think this was bad. Oh my God, they're going to rampage across the country because it always happens, but no one condemns that. So the thing is, if like there's this thing in a debate, I can't remember exactly what it is, but essentially goes along the lines of, if you treat someone like a bully, they're going to react like a bully, and you're going to see them as a bully. So you're treating the conservatives and all these people that voted for Trump, whatever, who got 12 million more votes. What do you think is going to happen in the midterms when these people are sitting there and they're seeing what's being done by media? You think they're not going to wait it out? You think they're not, you know, the Democrats already lost like, what, 12 chairs, 14 chairs in the House? You think they can't lose anymore? Seriously? The Senate. Don't go for the narrative that the Senate's going to be 50-50 and the Democrats will control if Kamala Harris is the sitting vice president and she has this, you know, the tiebreaker. They still, for the most part, have to get 60 votes to get a lot of things passed. 60. So he has to work with Republicans. So, and also, if you think all these things he's talking about, it's disappointing because this is an opportunity for President Biden to really show he wants unity. But he wants to call them, like, who wrote a speech? Thugs, you know, criminals, you know, white supremacists. This is how he's painting people going through the door. And ironically, those black people in there and Latino people in there and Native people in there, you know, people from India was in there. Like, this is how he's painting them. How does that even help? Kamala wants to call them extremists. Man. People. We have to take the opportunity, even in our regular conversations, we have to lower the rhetoric amongst ourselves. We have to talk to each other. We have to keep it among each other and listen to each other. All right? We have to listen to each other because right now we're just heading down a road. I said months ago, this reminds me of leading up to the election, reminds me of 1994 Rwanda. You have people who have lost everything, and they're sitting there seeing people that made $100,000 a year or $175,000 a year in Congress arguing about giving a one-time payment of $600 or $2,000. And what's that going to do if you're behind on your rent? $9,000. Stay well out there. Stay cool. So you can hear it out live and direct. You know, take care of yourself. Take care of your friends. I'm gone. Thanks for your support.